When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
This is really something that's going to make you hurt, but I have to play it, and I want your response. 888-325-0937.
That's the sound of a happy 13-year-old. But one person doesn't like the way Maxwell Begley expresses himself and sent a letter to the boy's family.
You selfishly put your kid outside every day and let him be nothing but a nuisance and a problem.
Carla Begley's son is autistic. He spends many nights sleeping over at his grandmother's because Begley suffers from multiple sclerosis. The letter was sent to his grandmother's house and goes on to say, "That noise he makes when he's outside is dreadful. It scares the hell out of my normal children. Do the right thing and move, or euthanize him. Either way, we are all better off. Sincerely, one pissed off mother."
I was shaking and crying and I just couldn't believe it.
Maxwell's grandmother, Brenda Milson, was so upset she called police.
I don't think she'd get away with that.
Today, police say the letter doesn't meet the level of a hate crime.
That's a very narrow and specific threshold, but that doesn't mean that we don't take them seriously and we don't treat them as potentially criminal matters. And that's what's happening here. This is a criminal investigation.
Maxwell's family says neighbors have really pulled for them.
But the goodness that people have shown and the support, like worldwide.
But there have been a few negative comments.
Somebody interviewing was saying, well, don't get too excited. Maybe the mother wrote it for attention. And I laugh because I'm like, I'm in a wheelchair, right?
Begley says as horrible as the letter is, the attention has highlighted what families of autistic children go through.
These kids, you know, they just want to be accepted and loved. And they're normal children, you know, even if they don't talk, they understand.
Maxwell doesn't know about the letter. His family says he thinks he's gotten all this attention because he's special, something his mother won't dispute.
I think it's beautiful.
Michelle Chung, CBC News, Oshawa.
Oshawa is a suburb of Toronto. So, you know, the grandmother must know who wrote this. It's obviously one of her immediate neighbors. It can't be somebody from all that far away. Think about this one for just a minute. You're in this situation. That's your grandson. Your daughter has MS, having a tough time taking care of the kid. No, I'm not going to ask if these people had a point in writing that letter. It's a horrific letter. It's really one of the cruelest things you could possibly do. And maybe it isn't pleasant to listen to the kid. But, and I admit, I'm the most impatient person in the world with kids. I admit, I'm horribly impatient, but even I would recognize that if the kid's having fun on a trampoline out there, maybe I just go in and read a book. So, I ask you at 888-325-0937, if you were the grandmother, would you turn the other cheek? Or would you ramp things up? And if you did, how would you ramp things up? 888-325-0937. Again, autistic grandson, couple writes that they're selfish for letting him play outside, they don't like the noises he makes, and they should euthanize him or find another place to move. Whew. Wow. It's a pretty remarkable story. So what would you do? Turn the other cheek?
That's the sound of a happy 13-year-old. But one person doesn't like the way Maxwell Begley expresses himself and sent a letter to the boy's family.
You selfishly put your kid outside every day and let him be nothing but a nuisance and a problem.
Carla Begley's son is autistic. He spends many nights sleeping over at his grandmother's because Begley suffers from multiple sclerosis. The letter was sent to his grandmother's house and goes on to say, "That noise he makes when he's outside is dreadful. It scares the hell out of my normal children. Do the right thing and move, or euthanize him. Either way, we are all better off."
Well, isn't that nice? To the phones, Theodore and Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7. Are you there, Theodore? Now, let me try that again. There we go. Okay, go ahead. Start over.
Hey, I don't think I even said anything that bad before. But anyways,
go ahead.
If I was his grandma, I'd take this kid, give him about a whole bunch of Kool-Aid, hop him up on a king size Skittles, and get a PA with a karaoke machine, and let him loose in the backyard.
That's great.
Invite all his friends. We're going to have a party.
Oh, my God. That's fun. Skittles, a PA machine, and a little, yeah.
Just hop them up on sugar and let them wail.
Right, right. Isn't that something? Can you believe that?
I almost crashed my truck, dude.
I know. I know. And, you know, in Canada, for God's sake, people are generally very nice, but I guess this can happen anywhere. It's like they were writing about this kid like he was a dog.
And that's
beyond.
Wouldn't need to be euthanized here.
Oh, that is just unbelievable. Thank you for calling. Christy in Monroe, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
It really ticks me off that they're talking about killing a child, and that's not considered a hate crime.
I guess it would depend on the way the law is written. Well, when you say euthanize them, maybe they were very careful in the way that they wrote that. When they say euthanize them, maybe they can't make that a specific threat. You know what I mean?
And just like the woman in Janesville hanging the doll.
Mm-hmm.
What is wrong with people?
I don't know. Well, they have a lot of hate in their heart.
That's bad. People need to be thankful for what they've got.
When I know people who have autistic children or special needs children, when I think of the time they dedicate to them and how it has changed their lives, and most of them say they wouldn't have it any other way, that this love is unconditional. So this grandmother, think about this now. She's got a daughter with MS, a grandson with autism, and yet she's she wants to have that kid as normal a life as possible. And then to have somebody write a letter saying you need to euthanize him.
I know, and God bless the grandparents that do take care of their grandkids.
Right. So what would you do in this circumstance, Christy?
Oh, I'd be really ticked off. I wouldn't let it rest.
What would you do?
Well, I don't know. I think her going to the police was the first thing I would have done.
Unfortunately, the police can't always do anything about people that are hurtful.
Right.
Thank you for calling. 888-325. You know, I know this audience. I know every one of you that tune this radio on. You have a certain sense of revenge in you. Let's think of some ways. It really, by the way, when you write a letter like that, you ought to have the courage to sign your name. But I don't think it would take all that long to figure out who wrote that letter. 888-325-0937. How do you get back at people like this? Terry in Madison, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
Good day, Sly.
Hey, Terry.
I have a three-prong approach to attacking this. First of all, I would start raising chickens in my backyard. I would have an exclusively autistic 24-hour daycare going out of my house. Proposed to the city that they put a tornado siren in my backyard.
that's a good start.
This person should probably just develop a flaming case of diarrhea.
Well, karma has a way of working these things out, but I think you can always help karma along, can't you? Although your ideas are terrific. I love the 24-hour autism daycare center. That's great. That's beautiful. And then maybe they can move.
That's right.
Thank you for calling.
Who belongs?
I had some neighbors that didn't like they thought my house was a little too white trashy, and they basically told me as such. So you know what I did? I threw a huge white trash party. I put a car on the front lawn and had people smash it with a sledgehammer. I had people dressed like they were in Deliverance come over. It was a lot of fun.
Your house makes the neighborhood shine.
Thank you for calling. No, it's true. The guy came over one day and he's like, you know, my wife and I don't like the way your foundation on your house looks. So I was wondering if I could plant some shrubbery on the side of your house. And I was all hungover. I had been to some sort of, it was female mud wrestling night at the Regent Street retreat the night before. I'm all hungover. And I said, you want to plant what on the side of my house? I said, you don't like the side of my house? Close your curtains. And then I decided to have a white trash party. Anyway, let's see. Mike in Beloit, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
This is a really great situation to be in for the grandmother. What I would do in her situation is I'd put it up on YouTube, I'd contact all the media, and I'd monetize the heck out of the thing. Be familiar with a few months back, there was that one lady riding on the bus, on the bus monitor.
That was actually somebody from Toronto that started the fundraising thing for her.
Yeah, I think she made hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. The goal was just to send her on a simple vacation, and now she's set for retirement.
So revenge is being able to go on a cruise.
Yeah, just milk it for all you can.
Well,
there's people online that'll donate, feel sorry.
Well, that's true. I don't think they're really looking for pity. I think they were just horrified. But you're right. That may be the best way to go about it. Thank you for calling. Diane in Monroe, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Diane.
Yes, I just have one thing to say. The person that made the comment to the grandma,
mm-hmm.
It makes me wonder if she or he is that way themselves. How have they raised their kids?
Oh, they're probably abusive.
Correct.
I don't think
more than likely, and I really think that the ones that made the comment to the grandma, they should be the ones to move, not her.
Well, that's why we're trying to come up with some nice, clever ways to get her to move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Find the stinkiest food to buy, but you know that what's that stink flower that they have at Albrecht Gardens every year? Maybe you plant one of those in your backyard.
Really? Yeah. That's, and it's too bad that the child that is autistic has to deal with that because they have enough to deal with themselves.
I think the kid's kind of oblivious to this, which is good, Diane. Thank you for calling.
Right.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Okay.
Nikki in Freeport, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
Hi, Fly.
Hi, Nikki.
I would actually volunteer to host the local Special Olympics as well as start having a monthly Autism Awareness Day in our neighborhood, and I would probably take the letter and post it on, like, the site, like, make a little notice and let all my other neighbors know that one of the neighbors wrote the letter.
I know. The first thing you have to do, though, is deduce who wrote it, because, you know, you usually got one person on each side of your house and maybe one or two.
Oh, yeah, it's hard to focus your revenge,
mm-hmm.
if you don't know who the culprit is.
I'm guessing they know who did this.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they have a pretty good idea. If something like that were to happen to us, I know who my neighbors are, and I kind of know which ones could possibly hear what or
see what.
But, yep. So those would be my suggestions.
Beautiful. Thank you. You know, it would also be nice to throw maybe a hip-hop pool party in your backyard.
I was trying to think out, like, I don't know if, like, there's a like a special needs kids bop or something that we could play on repeat, blaring through a boombox or something.
That would be great. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Mike in Stoughton, you're on the Big FM 93.7.
Well, not to discredit anybody that's calling in, but boy, they are taking a wrong approach on this one. First off, you don't need to host anything with special needs kids. That's not necessary because, you know, you don't want to exploit them. You want to exploit people that need to be exploited, like strippers. What you got to do, first off, get yourself a good loud yeller with the Sam Kinison bark, you know, ow, that one. That one going 24/7, and then you get mud and oil wrestling and put that on a loud yeller as well.
Nice.
Not only do you get the noise one, but you also attract a humongous crowd.
It's true. It's true. So, strippers do attract a crowd.
Strippers.
I can attest to that.
Everything. Strippers. Hey, maybe even a, I don't, just anything. A heavy metal concert. I recommend Slayer in your backyard.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for calling. All right. Here's a devious woman. Pat in Springdale. You're on the Big FM 93.7.
So I didn't know that's why you had that white trash party. That was an event. You know, you've gotten so many good, I don't think I can do any better on these. This is despicable. I can't believe these people doing this, whoever did it. It is just unbelievable how screwed up people can be. I would add a backyard screening of this movie called Todd Browning's Freaks. I would add that, like a summer kind of, you know, get a old movie screen out there and have that. Halloween is coming up. And if you figure out, you know, who the culprit is in the neighborhood, you could have, you know, special people knocking on their door.
And special
tricks, you know, for Halloween.
That is a great idea. That is outstanding. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, there's a whole parade of great ideas. These are great.
And you're the woman to do it. You'll be the creative director.
Sly's Office.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.